Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful day now. South American Empowerment Saturday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you, your main man Marvin Rome and a group. And we're coming to you live from the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Oh yeah. I like it. Oh yeah. That's what we got. Yes indeed. No better love. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, it's African American Empowerment Saturday, and there is no better love, no greater love than for self and kind. We're coming to you live from the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival 2023 here in Richmond, Virginia at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. It's going to be a wonderful day of activities and events. It's culture, it's heritage, it's people of color, it's African Americans, it's brothers and sisters. They are children, and it's a lively event over in the convention center. If you're in Richmond, Virginia right now, get in your car, right? Drive on down to the convention center, Exhibit Hall B that we're in, and we're looking to explore Kwanzaa. We're going to have live guests to come through and stop by, and we'll continue to do our show throughout the time here. We're going to continue to see if we can reach out to some of the individuals here that can share the principles of Kwanzaa. We just want to celebrate today. It's another celebration of the African-American experience. And so here at the convention center, we're going to celebrate today. But we'd like to start with the tenets of the NAAEA, y'all don't mind, right? And we're starting with the peace concept, right? And that peace concept is an exploration of how we can begin to work on ourselves to get ourselves in a position to be successful in the American system. And so by doing that, we have five pillars or five concepts that I want you to think about. And if you've got a pen and paper, I want you to write it down and then think about how you can apply this model to your life. The first one is P, right? And the P is for politics. You have to have, as African Americans, we have to have a political agenda wherever we are, right? We have to understand the system of American politics. Right, that includes the laws, right, the system of legislation, the system of the legal system, right, the justice system and how it all works, right? And so that once we educate ourselves on how to navigate the system, then we can do a better job of keeping ourselves out of the traps that are laid for us in many instances, right? So we want to become right-minded, right? And Brother George and Dr. Bruce talked about this collective consciousness. How do we continue to convey a message of education to our people to learn politics and the political system that we live in and to better navigate that system so that we can be successful and effective? Next, we're looking at economics, right? An economic agenda, and then how politics and economics work together. Right, because there are money flowing through from the federal government down to the states and other programs, right, and into cities that we need to think about how we can connect with the resource. Again, it's about economic development in the system of capitalism. So we must understand the system of capitalism and how it works and navigate that system to build, right, to use the resources to build, to create jobs and opportunities for our people like these brothers and sisters that are flowing through the door right now. So we can create jobs and opportunities, not only for them, but for their children, right? So we can prepare for the next generation, our students that are studying right now at the HBCUs. How do we create jobs and opportunities for them so that they can have institutions that define their reality that are created by us, and we can do the work of working on ourselves? Next is the A, is the individual piece, and I need you to think about this right now. What are the tenets of your A? Right, and the A is athletics, health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. I'm not asking you to be a professional athlete, but what I am asking you to do is to understand your diet, to understand the systems that are in place, right, that can allow you to have the wrong diet for your physique, the wrong diet for your genetics. Now, how do we use diet, right? And how do we use exercise, and how do we use sleep and mindfulness and meditation, mental health, physical health, emotional health, and wellness, that we can become ready for action, right? That we're not sick and we're not tired, but we're ready and we're able to be effective as men and women, right? And we must understand the importance of a great mental health and a routine for wellness. Next, it's C, and that's what we're doing today, relevant cultural programs like this one, like the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, like the African American Empowerment Show, and other things that will allow us to find confidence in ourselves. We have a village right now that's set up, right? The market that's right outside that you can come and you can purchase from African American and African vendors, and you can understand how the system works, and you can just engage. You got to come down. So it's really beautiful how they have it set up. They got the stage down here. But let me get back to the tips. Then there's culture, right? And that culture is so important because it's chin up, chest out. Our people are proud. You got to see them running through the door right now, and they're not fighting, they're not cussing, they're not fussing, right? They're orderly, right? They're men, women, and children, young people, old, all coming to celebrate ourselves today. And I want you, if you're in Richmond, Virginia, to come down and be a part of the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Lastly, the last tenet is E, and that's education. That's a comprehensive education. We need education. We need knowledge because knowledge is power, and we have to be sure that we're knowledgeable and that we use our wisdom, and we have to pass that down to generation, from generation to generation as we continue to explore how we can continue to live positively in our freedom. We have to do that collectively and together. Join us, www.naaea.weebly.com. We need you to join our forces as we continue to connect the African American network around the country. And now it's the Stan Macklin moment. We'll be right back. Coming to you live from the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival.
Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I
got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing. But we must unify. And don't, let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth. Well, I think we fail to see how good and precious life can be. We operate so much in doom and gloom and negativity.
Uh-huh.
Causes us to tune out the big picture. When we're able to see how good and precious that life can be, it gives you a willingness to strive into the future. It gives you the foundational tenets to lay down for the next generation to build into their future.
So true.
But if we're always walking in doom and gloom and negativity and trying to get in to fit into somebody else's reality, that's not it. No, no, no. We are unique. Just like there's nobody on the face of this earth that has fingerprints like you, because you are unique. And when we have that unified consciousness, man, the sky's not even the limit for us. It's not. The brother said it right. We can literally create our state of heaven, and we have to walk in that. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to strive to see and even pray how good and precious life can be. And that gives you the opportunity to literally perpetuate happiness and joy and peace and prosperity, because things are being sustained in a sustainable way. So we got work.
That's so true. We got work.
Brothers, sisters, we got work to do. And we're getting work done right now here in Richmond, Virginia, at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, right here in Richmond, Virginia. Come on down, Exhibit Hall B. We got a lot going on today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Again, Stan Macklin got it right. He said, stop trying to get in to fit in. Kwanzaa is a way that we're creating. Again, we're naming ourselves. We're doing the things necessary to describe and define and redefine ourselves and who we are. That is the work that we need to continue to do. We have to get to a place where we're confident in who we are, and it's cultural events like this and activities that continue to enhance who we are as a group and as a body here to navigate our way back to mental, physical, and emotional freedom. Thank you, Brother Stan, for doing it so long, for so well. That's a tribute to our Brother Stan Macklin. And now, for my favorite portion of the show, it's the Willie Lynch and Kwanzaa segment with my brother George. Let's bring him in the right way. Oh, yeah. Coming live, Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Oh, bring it.
Bring it. What? We right here. We're not going anywhere. We right here.
Brother George, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. Doing fine, blessed, and highly favored. And I really appreciate you allowing me to each week with the Kwanzaa Willie Lynch segment. We're really in for a treat today, because the way that Alan Wenger put up the point, I'm sure that his thoughts were that what it is today, to have it today. And we're going to have some members of the group of Allegra, at least one, talk a little bit on Kwanzaa, because they're sponsoring the event today. But as far as my portion today, the today's principle from the Nguni Saba is Nia with purpose. To make as our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. That's a heartfelt principle, our traditional greatness. The symbol and its name have become well known through the movie called Sankofa, and through numerous African-American artistic and commercial uses of the word. Literally, it means it is never too late to go back and fetch what has been lost. It has been used to encourage African-Americans to go back and reclaim our past, our heritage, and our ancient African wisdom. Through the knowledge of our past, we can gain a greater understanding of our purpose in the present and our destiny as individuals and as a people. Today, I spoke about a couple of weeks ago about our hair. So I said that I was going to get some information about our hair. And one of the things I said was that the fact that we're the only ones that have it, maybe that's something special when you're the only one that has something instead of all of the straight-haired people in the world. We're the only ones with the kinky-type hair. Now, I'm going to do this in two segments. Today, I'm going to lay the groundwork for how we got that hair in the first place, and then I'll talk about the hair. Mutation and natural selection in Africa. Now, I'm reading from the book, The Journey of the Songhai People, which was written by Robertson. It's three people that are listed as writing this book, the Robertson family and the Battle family. And they're the ones that put this work together. Mutation and natural selection in Africa. The story differed widely in Africa. It was in the page just before they were talking about Europe, but I'm not going to talk about that. Their conditions were perfect for uninterrupted mutational change. The angle of the sun was direct and produced maximum numbers of particles to enter the productive mechanisms of plants and animals, insects, birds, and fish. The climate and environment was salubrious, maximizing changes of survival of the changed offspring. Thus, over the thousands of generations of micro-mutational changes, the African australopithecine changed dramatically in physical ways. That was one of the names of man in his development, male and female. Where lived his first cousin, the ape, early dawn man, Australopithecus, had scant protection for his body in the later African Homo sapiens. According to some outstanding paleontologists, there is no evidence that shows that true African Homo sapien was majesty of color, hair, and superb athletic physique did not emerge prior to 20,000 years ago. Thus, even under practically perfect climatic conditions, it took millions of years of straining for perfection to produce the truly evolved Homo sapien, the unmixed black man. Let us examine some of the physical characteristics of ours, which was basic cause of our bondage and is today the cause of shame to many of us who do not yet understand who we are. Now, basically, what that did was it broke down one of the evolutionary stages of man. And so they were talking about how the way that the sun was situated and the way that things needed to be evolved to form that perfect human being, the Homo sapiens, which was the first version of thinking man. It was the perfect environment. But I'm going to talk about the hair because that's one of the physical changes that man went through and why it's there and why it's so perfect and why we should love the fact that we have it. And we should understand why we have it. It's a powerful thought once you have a full understanding. So, brother, next week I'll read that part about the hair. But for today, you know, that's me. So if you have the question of the week, then let me have
it. All right, Brother George. As always, thank you. Before we get to the question of the week, what was the name of that book again?
The Journey of the Songhai People. You know, see, like
all
Songhai,
right.
Last version of the Moorish Empire, which was what we were members of. And that's the version that went into Europe. So it's called The Journey of the Strong Kind People.
All right, thank you. If you get a chance, see if you can pick up that book or see if you can find it online so you can start to read up with Brother George. Again, it's about education, right? Information and knowledge. Knowledge is power. And the more that we can educate ourselves, the more that we can do the work of gaining knowledge and spreading that information, it gives us confidence. And that's all we need is a little more confidence day after day after day. And again, we're at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival here in Richmond, Virginia. We're celebrating our history, our heritage, and our culture. And now for the empowerment question of the week, Brother George, today's word is Nia, right? What is something that you can share with our listeners today about how we must embody purpose for our people?
You know, people without a purpose is, you know, they just as well be non-existent. And to a great extent, we become the invisible people. You know, the people that that no one sees the true us. And it's because we don't exhibit the true us. We exhibit what they trained us to do, which is to be a nigger, and we have to get away from it. We have to go back to our godly form and represent ourselves in the proper manner that we should be represented in. And, you know, purpose, so your purpose is what keeps you alive. You know, I'm talking about as an individual human being. When you have a purpose, you know, you're going to be, you'll live long as you keep on, you know, striving to try to fulfill what God puts you here for as an individual. Like a lot of our young people, you know, they're the answer to our prayers, and they don't even know it, you know. And so we killing each other, and you can be killing the answer to your prayers, the answer to how do we come together as a people? That one person that is able to make that definition plain and clear to us might have got snuffed out. Now we got to wait until another one is developed to come in that one's place, because God going to keep on sending us the message. We just have to learn how to recognize the answer to our prayer. And it's our children and it's ourselves. It's about there, Brother Marvin, you know, purpose, but I hope that suffices to answer your question.
I like it, Brother George. Actually, I love it. Here again, we are defining our purpose, right? Dr. Milana Karinga back in 1966, which was about 57, 58 years ago, decided that we needed some principles to live by, to operate by. And the principles of Kwanzaa are so beautiful, right? Just think about if each of us woke up every day with a purpose to love each other, to love ourselves, to focus on family, right? To develop our organizations, to become better than we were yesterday as people of color in this country, right? And break the system and break the stereotypes and go back to that place that we belong in, things start to change. And I think we can begin to do that work, like what we're doing here, right? The line is long. You should see this long line of people streaming in to the Convention Center Exhibit Hall to be a part of the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival here in Richmond. And it's a great day as we continue to celebrate ourselves. It's 7 days of celebration of the principles of Kwanzaa, and we'll get into that in just a minute. Thank you, Brother George, again for your segment. I look forward to seeing you on Inside the Doors in just a minute. So I appreciate you, brother. I thank you very much for your segment. And as always, man, love, peace, and blessings to you. We thank you for doing the work. And now it's time for my brother Booker. Let me see if he's going to come in here. And he's going to talk to us about being the one today. So let's bring him in the right way. Mm-hmm. Brother Booker, do it.
Bring it. What?
My brother.
Yes, sir.
Brother Booker, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine, and yourself, sir?
I'm doing well, man. I'm over here celebrating. I see all of our people being the one taking that first step, Brother Booker, that you talked about, right? Sister Janine had to be honest with herself about what needed to be done culturally, and she stood up and she stood out. And there's a long line here today at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. What do you have for us today in terms of being the one, brother?
Yes, sir. Let me just start by saying, as always, do peace to all the brothers and sisters within the sound of my voice. Brother, I'm going to continue on with the characteristics, qualities of the one. And, of course, the first one, as you mentioned, the one is honest with himself. Number two, the one loves himself. And number three, which I'm going to talk about a little bit today, is that if you do number two, you're going to do number three. Number two is the one loves his people. And what is love? And when we talk about what is love, we're talking about loving yourself, loving your people. What is love? I use an example. If you ask a woman to marry you and you want her to sign a prenup, you don't love that woman. Because we have to understand, when I marry a woman, when I marry a sister, I'm saying that I love her and I will die for her. That's love. I will give my life for this woman. So when I say I love myself, I love my people, I will die for my people. I will give it my all for my people. So when you love your people, understand what it is we're saying. That's why when we say we learn to love yourself, love your people, you're no longer going to be doing drive-bys. You're no longer going to be lying and stealing from each other. You're no longer going to be just pimping your women, hitting your women, doing all those hurtful, really evil things, because you can't do them because you love yourself and you love your people. The one loves his people, my brother. That's what I got for you today. Brother Marvin. Can you hear me, Brother Marvin? Brother Mom, you still there? Another mother had a funeral. The waters run deep. And the pain is forever alive inside. Makes it hard to sleep. But I keep going, keep going. I'm always careful when I walk. I'm always seeing, knowing. Doggone live. Stay walking the wire. Over the fire when I cannot give. Dog is Brother Mom. And how it stands, did I lose you? Did you lose me?
All right.
Brother Mark, Brother Booker. Yes, sir. Yeah. Did you hear me?
Sorry about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Got a little background noise I was trying to clear up. So before we move on, tell us again, right, in terms of a relationship to Kwanzaa, just Kwanzaa and this stuff, why is that important as a part of being the one?
I think it's as we mentioned earlier, one, being honest with yourself, knowing who you are when you're being honest. That's a key part of being honest with yourself, is knowing who you are, admitting who you are, understanding who you are. And when we talk about the miseducation of the Negro, then we're talking about reeducation of the Negro. You've got to know yourself, and focusing on the one, you're focusing on internally who you are. And when we talk about Kwanzaa and doing Kwanzaa, celebrating Kwanzaa and so forth, or Black history, et cetera, it's helping reestablish that lost identity, that lost information that we don't know as a people, that we do not know about. Like Brother George alluded to earlier, simple thing of talking about our hair, you know. When I grew up, you wanted to have that straight hair. We got it before. We wanted to have that straight hair. That's why the brothers would run around and get what we used to call processes to get the kinks out. You know, but when you understand scripture, it clearly defines Jesus, quote unquote, hair like lamb's wool. That's, as we say, kinky. That's tight. That's what we have, per se. But not knowing
just reestablishing who we are. I'm re-identifying with yourself. And it starts, everything starts with us as individuals. The re-education of us as individuals.
That's so true. That's so true. Here's an example, right, of us as African-American people in 2023 headed into 24, really giving a real solid example of representing ourselves. And so thank you, Brother Booker, for continuing to give us the series on Being the One. And I challenge each and every one of you to become honest with yourselves about what it is and who you are that you're doing as we continue to roll forward into the development of our people as we continue to do the work of working on ourselves. It's African American Empowerment Saturday, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. Thank you, Brother Booker. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
For doing
the peace.
All right. Peace. Yeah, I like that. All right. As we continue to move on down the line, and we got a great show for you today, right? And so as it relates to Kwanzaa, the interesting thing is that Kwanzaa was created 57, 58 years ago, almost close to 60 years ago, right? And when you think about how long Kwanzaa has been around, right, many of our people still don't understand the principles of Kwanzaa. They don't know how it got started, who started it, why, or that it's really an African-American holiday. It's an African-American tradition. We created that one of our own, right? And again, that speaks to our ingenuity and our creativity that we are able to say, again, we're defining ourselves. It goes back to Nia, back to purpose again about us as African-Americans through Dr. Milana Karenga of saying we're going to define ourselves, right? And what Kwanzaa is it's an annual holiday that affirms our African-American heritage, our African-American or African culture, right? Our family, our social values, right? And this holiday is celebrated from December the 26th to January the 1st. And so today is December 30th, and so we have still today and two more days of Kwanzaa to celebrate. So we're doing really good, right? And we have to continue to understand that these principles are principles that we can surely live by, right? There's nothing wrong with unity in our community and in our families, but we have to do that work of continuing to work on ourselves daily. And that process is being able to say, what is the value system that is going to lead and guide us, right? What are those basic tenets or those basic principles that we can continue to live by, right? And we can continue to develop our children through that these principles of Kwanzaa, this tradition, this holiday, this cultural enrichment can continue on inside of us and inside of our families. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. We have to continue to reach back, right, and say, how can I use this tool, right, to develop aspects of myself using culture? And again, one of the tenets of the NAAEA is culture, right? Culture in education. So today we're having a cultural education. Kwanzaa principles, and I'll go through each one of us as we go. Again, we're live from the Greater Richmond Convention Center at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. You're listening live, right? And so the first of the seven principles is unity, right? And the Kwanzaa term for that is umoja, umoja, unity, umoja. And in terms of being the one, like Brother Booker talked about, we need to unify. And Brother Booker always speaks to, we need to come together. We need to come together. He says that a lot. Let me get Brother Booker back on the line real quick. Brother Booker.
Yes, sir.
Are you there, sir? Yeah. So
yes, sir.
Going back to the principle of Kwanzaa, right, talking about unity, and you always talk about it being the one that we have to come together, right?
Yes.
How is that so important to you? Because you always speak about it and being the one and unity and coming back together. How important is that to our community and our culture at this day and time?
It's, excuse me, Bob. That's what life is all about. See, we've been misguided, misdirected, whatever you want to call it, into thinking that life is about me as an individual. We live in a system that's created competition. It plays on us. We compete at everything we do. We want to compete at sports, baseball, basketball, football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, swimming, jogging. We compete. Always I'm better than the next. I got to be the best at what I do. And we have we've been just put in a situation where it's about me. Life is not like that. Life is about us. That's what life should always. When you look at the animals in the world, they work together. You look at the little smallest little ant, how they build their ant castles, if you will, coming together, just moving quick, all together. You look at other animal life. We all, birds get together in flocks, fly south for the winter, as they say. It's about us, not about me as an individual. We have to get rid of the selfishness and realize that's not what life is all about. That's not what the Creator intended for us to be separated and competing like we do. I asked somebody last week, are we going to be competing in heaven? If there is a heaven and you die, we're going to be playing basketball in heaven? We're going to be running track meets in heaven? Baseball in heaven? We're going to be competing up in heaven? No, I don't think so. It's about us as people. That's why the universe itself is united. Everything functions together. We all have a function. That's what we need to be. It's imperative. You hear me say it all the time, brother. We come together as a people, it'll solve every problem we have, every one of them. Everyone, if we come together as a people and unite as a people, that's how we're supposed to be. That's life. It's about unity. The word unity, like I said before, I can't remember the sister's name who said it while I first learned it, or why I would give her credit, but she wrote it on the board, unity. The word unity, she said, look at it, unity, U-N-I, first three letters, U-N-I, unity, coming together as a people. Community, she also explained the word community, which consists of the word unity. And she said the C-O-M-M, that's in front of unity, to make up community, is Latin for with. So with unity, we have community. It's about you and I coming together as one. That's it, brother. That's why the first principle of Kwanzaa, unity.
Brother Booker, you are so deep. I like you. Because you know how to bring it, right? And again, he just brought it, right? Unity, we're talking to Brother Booker right here. We're live at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival here in Richmond, Virginia. We're talking about unity right now, and that's the first principle of Kwanzaa. Brother Booker just gave you an outline or a narrative on how important unity is for our community and our culture. Again, there's a long line of people who will continue to stream into the Greater Richmond Convention Center. We're in Exhibition Hall B, so if you're near the Richmond downtown area, stop on by, right? You can go into the marketplace that's here that we have vendors on site that can sell you different items. We maybe have a couple of vendors stopping by today as well. So I'm going to give you an outline of the activities that will be happening here today at the 2023 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival put on by our great Alegba Folklore Society. And so at 1 o'clock, the African market open. Before I do that, thank you, Brother Booker. I'm not going to hold you on the line, but I might call you back later on for dialogue as well. Thank you, brother. All right. Again, you're listening live to the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival here, African-American Empowerment Radio. It is 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment for the African-American community. So back to outline today, or the itinerary for today's Kwanzaa Festival. The African American Marketplace opened at 1 o'clock, and there are vendors lined up around the wall. It's a beautiful sight, along with our people that continue to stream through the door. It is nothing like seeing a bunch of beautiful people of color, and all of us are positive. There's no cussing, no fussing, no fighting. Everybody's orderly. They got on the African garb. People are just in their regular clothes. They are people of all ages and all. It's just beautiful. We got elderly people here. We got children here. We got families. We got parents. We got babies. It's all happening here. So at 2 p.m., around 2 p.m., the ancestral libation and candle lighting ceremony occurred through the Elegba Folklore Society. And I would challenge you to look up the Elegba Folklore Society. They have lots of activities, cultural. They are the cultural ambassadors for the city of Richmond. And I invite you to research them and find out what it is that they do. And if you're in Richmond, look Sister Janine Bell up and go and seek out some of the activities as they continue to enrich us culturally. All right, coming up at 3 o'clock, there's going to be an introduction to the Elegba Folklore Society and what the Folklore Society does, along with Nia sessions. And we talked about what Nia is, purpose, right? And that's when the Kwanzaa begins, right? And so Brother Kaba Khamenei will be the keynote speaker at 4 o'clock. Then at 5 o'clock, Ms. Jalen Brown will come on. And then Rhythm, right, at 6. So there's a great schedule of activities. It's from, again, 1 o'clock. We're past that hour now, up until 7, right? I'm looking forward to at 4 o'clock once the show ends to get in there so you can hear Brother Kaba Khamenei. I'm going to spell his name so that you can go out on YouTube and look at or listen to some of his video. Here it is. K-A-B-A, K-A-M-E-N-E, Brother Kaba Khamenei, right? Also known as Booker T. Coleman, very, very intelligent brother. We're hoping that we can get him to stop by, but he's preparing for his lecture today, so we might not get to him. But I'm telling you, if you're in the city, stop by, hang out with us. If not, then you can keep listening to the live broadcast as we bring you live, and we're going to have some live interviews coming up. We got youth that are from the city who are going to come by to tell us about what their thoughts are on the Kwanzaa Festival. Again, it's connection and being able to connect with our people in a very positive way. If you can see all of these brothers and sisters, the line is long. They're standing in line to get in this place, and this line has been going on since 1 o'clock. And so each individual is checking in. And I'm telling you, I got here well before 1 o'clock, and the line is still going. There's no break in the action. All right. So, again, we're at Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Coming up at 3 o'clock will be an introduction to the Elegba Law Society. Now, back to the principles of Kwanzaa. We talked about unity just now, right? And so that's so important, right, to our community and our people. And you should be fired up, particularly if you're listening to the show right now, even if you're listening on demand later. It's about community. It's about family. It's about purpose. It's about principles. So the second principle of Kwanzaa is Kujichagulia, right? And that is self-determination, right? And that self-determination, this Kwanzaa Festival is an example of self-determination. Sister Janine determined that she was going to have a Kwanzaa Festival, and she's been doing it for many years. I'm hoping that she'll swing by here so we can talk to her as well. She was on the live show a couple of weeks ago promoting this event. And so, again, how will you begin to, one, promote unity in our community, and two, how will you begin to exhibit self-determination in your life and in your family and in your community? Again, we're applying the principles of Kwanzaa. It's 365 days of Kwanzaa. Each week we're giving you a principle. But now let's talk about practical application. How will you embody unity in your family, right? How will you embody unity in your community or in your schools or in your businesses or in your workplace? And here's the next piece. From a mental health standpoint, how will you create unity within yourselves, right? Because some of us are really out of alignment within ourselves, and we have to be able to align our persons or personalities or inner self or inner man to align with the basic of unity. Some of us are completely just out of order, and we must align mentally and emotionally. some of us have our emotions out of alignment, right? And we have to align that. So we have a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual alignment. And that is an example of unity again. And so, again, we want to continue to celebrate ourselves. It is a great day for empowerment. It's a great day here in the city and all around the country where we're celebrating Kwanzaa on this Saturday, and we will continue to promote self-determination or Kuji Chagalia in the African-American community and in the diaspora. Next is UGMA, which is Collective Work and Responsibility. And here's the key one, right? How can we begin to work collectively? So here at the festival, they are vendors, right? And they are patrons and they're citizens and they are different groups all coming together, right? There's a staff over here. There's a volunteer staff. There are people that are checking people in, and we're all working together. I see brothers and sisters that I've seen years ago that continue to do the work. It's a positive event, right? It's culture, and that collective work can go on. So here's the point. How do we continue to work collectively together, right? And how can we continue to do that as brothers and sisters, right? So much has been taken away from us, and now it's our turn to add back in. It's like a good gumbo, just dumping some stuff in, right, that what you got to work with. So as we continue to work collectively, there's a key word here called responsibility. And now we must become responsible for ourselves, our action, our activities, our ways, and our words. And we have to do that, right? There's nothing wrong with being responsible for your behavior. There's nothing being responsible for being your brother's keeper. We're going to have to do that, and we're going to have to be able to be honest enough with ourselves, thank you, Brother Booker, for calling each other on the carpet in a very loving and kind way, right? Because some of our people, many of our people need correction for direction, and it is so true. So I'm going to stop for just a minute because the Elegba Folklore Group is coming through. And I hope you'll be able to hear the drumming as they come through there, passing right by me. We're at the Greater Richmond Convention Center in Richmond, Virginia, where everything is happening today. We have the Elegba Folklore Society. So I'm going to be quiet. The drums are approaching me now. And I'm going to bring Brother Booker in for just a minute so he can tell me whether he can hear the drums clearly. Brother Booker, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hear the percussion?
No.
All right. Well,
I cannot.
I'm going to see if I can narrate. The drums are coming through right now, and they have a procession coming through right now. And I think the filter that's on my phone is disrupting the sound. I'm going to see if I can put my speaker on. So, Brother Booker, can you let me know? We're doing a live show, so you guys will have to bear with me. I thank you all for listening. And right now, as we speak, the Elegba Folklore Society is coming through. I'm going to put it on speaker, Brother Booker. Please let me know if you... Brother Booker, can you hear?
I'm here, but I can't hear. I hear your background music that you got.
Are you able to hear that? Brother Booker.
I can hear a little bit, yeah.
Okay, I'm taking it back
out.
Can you hear those drums?
Yes.
All right, thank you for supporting me on that, because I can't hear anything. Everybody's dressed in their African garb. They have drums. And they're doing an African dance, an African three step. The crowd is surrounding them right now. If you don't get down here, well, you don't have to, because if you listen live, you can think I'm just going to narrate. We're at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Oh, you should see this. One of our elders, she's dancing, swinging her arms. She has to be at least 90 years old. She put her cane down and she's twirling. All right. This is African American Empowerment 365 Days of Motivation and Personal Empowerment. We're at the Greater Richmond Convention Center at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. We're live and in color. It's the Allegro Folklore Society's version of the Kwanzaa Festival. And again, it's a great time to celebrate our history, our culture, and ourselves. Our people are great. And this is just another example of us pulling ourselves together one day, one step at a time. This is an exciting day, an exciting moment as we continue to celebrate our history, heritage, and culture right here in the capital city. Right? Brother Booker.
Yes, sir.
I'm leaning on you today. Man, that was beautiful. They're going in now. We're right on the outskirts of the entrance to the festival itself. I'm parked outside because I wanted to be away from all of the traffic and all of the noise, but the procession came right through past me. The celebration began. It's official as they go to do the ceremonies on the inside, right? It is good that our people can reach back to understand our history and our culture. We thank Sister Janine Bell for helping us to celebrate ourselves, and we're going to look at how we can continue to honor our ancestors with our actions and our words and our behavior. To be honest, they sacrificed themselves for those who decided that they wouldn't take the journey. Some jumped overboard and took their babies with them. Some suffered through the Middle Passage. Some suffered through enslavement. And here in Richmond, they marched them right up through Shaco Bottom off of the ships and auctioned our ancestors at one of the first major slave ports in this country. So Richmond is considered the capital in many regards of our enslavement. But today, we celebrate ourselves and we put slavery behind us. We don't forget. And many of our people are like, why do we have to keep talking about that? Because you should never forget the atrocities that your ancestors experienced. And you should want to fight to make sure that that never happens again. Not only to our people, but to any other human being or any other human population on the face of the earth. And that is just the absolute God knows truth. We, as a people, have gone through the worst of the worst, and we still rise. We're here today celebrating ourselves. It's African American Empowerment Saturday right here at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. You're listening live to African American Empowerment Saturday. And I just want to say thank you to you all that's on the line, that's listening live. Thank you for joining us. And just for a minute, I want to say thank you to the brothers, Brother George, Brother Booker, Brother Rick Walker, who has brought 20 to 25 young people to be a part of this, right? And we just want to say thank you for all the brothers and sisters who committed to support the show throughout the years, Brother Stan and his family, Sister Benita, so many other, Sister Jackie, everybody who has become a part of the African American Empowerment family on this side
of the Atlantic, and we say thank you for supporting us, Brother Akebuland, Brother Dr. Bruce, Brother Dr. Rogers, and so many more that have come. Brother Lush, Brother Reg, as you continue to stroll through my mind, we say thank you, and we continue to push forward together, bringing you positive shows that will continue to educate, motivate, and empower you. We are into knowledge, education, and information, and supporting the tenets of the NAAEA. Man, this is pretty good. It's a celebration of African-American history and culture. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I am absolutely excited as the line continues to grow. And I'm going to step over and see if I can see how far the line goes all the way back to the convention door, the entrance to the convention. And that is about at least 70 to 80 yards of people, right, if you can imagine that. In line waiting to get into the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival here in Richmond, Virginia. Wow, what an amazing, amazing time. All right, we're coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to go to the lines and see if we can just have a dialogue. But before we go, I'm going to the next principle. And that next principle is UJAMA, which is Cooperative Economics. And this is a good one, right? We, again, as a part of the principles of the NAAEA, have to understand the importance of understanding economics and capitalism. You have to make it your business, right, to understand how money works no matter how old you are. Even if you're at the stage where you're going into decline and you are about to leave this realm on the earth plane, you got to be thinking about giving back to the next generation, leaving a legacy, right? If you don't do anything else, begin to share the knowledge of how to navigate the system with your young people. If they're not in your family, go and mentor. Do something. Let me get back to corporate economics. We have to be able to, and what we're doing here, we're sharing resources, right? Those vendors in there are sharing resources, right? They're sharing a product, and our people are doing the purchasing, which we have the buying power. We have one of the greatest nations in terms of buying power in the world if we would work collectively. And that is nothing to be ashamed of, but we have to understand how the dollar works and how to keep that dollar in our communities and in our wallets and in our savings and in our investments to build institutions that define our own reality. It's how do we continue to cooperate with each other economically, what we buy and sell from each other and to each other. I'm going to bring Brother Booker back in. You're going to be my co-host today, I believe. Brother Booker, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Looks like you're going to be my co-host today, if you don't mind. How
I got you, brother.
In the world do we continue? And you know you talked about some projects that we wanted to do with economics, right? So we're on cooperative
right.
economics, right? And we're on the right. E, which is economics and money management, right? Can you talk for a little while, right? Speak to our listeners about the importance of the economic piece as we continue to drive down the road of building institutions that define our own reality. You can't build schools if you don't have money. You can't build a house if you don't have money. You can't lay a foundation in this country without understanding how capitalism works. So, Brother Booker, what are your thoughts on economics, cooperative economics, and economic development for our people?
Well, we have realized that economics and the capitalistic society that we live in is one of the things that is used to enslave us still. See, we're enslaved to that dollar. Like you just said, you can't buy a home without money. You can't buy a car without money. You can't get food without money. It's, everything we do is dependent on that money, okay? And when we first got to, well, I hate to put it that way. First, when white folks first, when the Europeans first came to Africa and to our lands, we had what we call the bartering system, okay? And what that system was that I grew tomatoes, you grew potatoes, Brother George grew whatever, and we would all meet in our areas, our towns, and so forth. And we would, I would give you some of my potatoes for your tomatoes, and Brother George's oranges and apples. That's how we did it. We didn't charge money. We each did our own thing and for each other, and we shared or exchanged everything. So when the Europeans came in, they then bought this. They put themselves in the middle of it. But the middleman that became the wholesaler and the distributor, he started paying us for these things. Mm-hmm. He would buy out, introduce the money to us, and he said, I'm going to buy you your apples, buy your oranges, buy your, and then he would sell all that stuff to the rest of us, but put profit on it and charge more money. But the kicker was you had to get the money from him. How do you get the money? You got to do a job. You got to do a service. You got to do something to get his money to then buy your product back from him. So we understanding how this works, then what we need to do is unify ourselves again, that word unity again, unify ourselves and combine what resources we do have to give us power economically to do the things we need to do in his system. You see what I'm saying? Come together again. If we come together, we all technically poor people. You know, we're at the bottom of the realm economically throughout the world, black folks, period. We got some folks that are millionaires, billionaires, but collectively as a people, we are at the bottom of the economic realm. However, as you mentioned, we do have some money. We do get some money. The thing is, bring those resources together. As we talk about all the time, there's power in the unity. There's power in the economic unity. We come together and buy homes together. We come together and buy that. Look at the Hispanics, okay? They come to America. A lot of immigrants come to America, and 3-4 families live in the same house. We talk about them. We say, oh, man, look at all them Hispanics. Look at the Mexicans up in there. There's 12 people up in that house. But they're all working. They're all bringing the money home to mama, to one person. Okay?
That's right.
And they say that they combine those dollars, and then they go out and look at what they're doing there. Hell, they own Chesterfield, don't they? I mean, one section of Chesterfield got Hispanics. They go together.
They own Southside here.
They work it together. Like I said, we laughing at them. But look at what they're doing. We can learn from them. You come together as a people. And know something else they do? A lot of them get their money and they send it back to Mexico. To their people in Mexico. Get paid on Fridays and they send money back to their people in Mexico. And the dollar is a lot more valuable in Mexico than it is here.
True.
So, again, what we're talking about, brother, I know we're talking economics, but the key to it all is unity. That's the
what
key
it is.
To it all. Come together as a people. Bring our money. Bring our resources together, brother. That's our power. We would be stunned by what we can do if we come together.
True.
Just come together and bring those resources together, brother. We all, you know, hey, that's what it's all about. We can do it. But the key word is we. See what I'm saying?
That's
we
right.
We can do it, brother.
That's
we
right.
We can do it. And it starts with you and I.
I like that.
Unity.
I like
that. You know
that.
What I'm saying?
I like
say,
that.
Bro.
I like that. Okay, real quick, Brother Booker. Tell
yes,
us,
sir.
Coming up in 2024, we're talking about one black, right? So
yes,
I got one of my sisters here. How you doing? Can you hear me? Get a listen.
Hello, hello. How are you doing? Peace and blessings, everyone.
All right. You just brought the kids in. All right. Can you just tell them what you just did in terms of the kids?
Well, this week we've been going over Kwanzaa and each day. So today is going to maximize what we've been teaching them all week about Kwanzaa. So they really enjoy the new experience with not. A lot of them didn't know what Kwanzaa was, but after Christmas, you know, breaking it down to them, they were very receptive to what, you know, we have been bringing to the table. They lit all the candles. Yeah, they're excited for today.
All right. Thank you. That's our sister, Krista. We got to get you back on the show. Thank you for stopping by. That's Sister Krista, y'all. She just brought the kids through. She's running back over there to get the kids. We're live at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Thank you, Brother Book. I got to get you on One Block, and then I'm going to further down into the line. So can you tell us about, because people are going to be coming through. I just grab them as they come. Can you tell us, you know, in 24, we're trying to build our economic resources. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about our idea about One Black?
Sure. It's forming a corporation, if you will, that's called One Black, to where we're trying to get us as people to say, I want to do what I can to build economic wealth and for our people and our communities. And the way we want to do that is have investors in our One Black. And that investor, well, think about it. If we could start off slow, as we say, and get 100,000 black folk to invest $1,000 in One Black, what would they give us? 100,000 investing $1,000. What would that give us? Wouldn't that be like, is it 100 million? I ain't got my calculator handy in front of me, but I think what we could do, just 100,000 black folks investing $1,000, what we could do with, we could go, if we start, say we start in Richmond, we're going to build a foundation, I mean the corporation out of Richmond, and we bring that kind of money to Richmond, we could go to all the community stores in our projects where I'm from and tell the owners, the current owners, we're going to buy their stores. And if we don't sell them, we're going to stop shopping there. And we take over our communities one store at a time. We invest, and then the people that invested in it, okay, as the stock rise, you know how the system works, the value rises, we then flourish this throughout the state of Virginia, all over the country, as One Black. Starting off, the goal would be 100,000 black folk investing $1,000.
It's all right.
Can be done.
That's it, brother. Great goal.
You know it, Ken.
And we can do it.
Yep.
So we're embarking on that, right? We're looking at getting membership. We're looking at educating you on money management, right? Fiscal management, understanding the law. All of these things are going to continue to come forward. And as we continue to work together to exercise ourselves in terms of the tenets of the NAAEA, understanding politics, understanding culture, understanding health and wellness, and understanding the importance of education. Thank you, Brother Booker. You've done a great job. I'll be back to you in just a minute. We're live at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Thank you, brother. In Richmond, Virginia, thank you all for listening. I'm going to the lines real quick. I got one of my brothers on the line. 0148, Brother Lush. Are you there, sir?
Asante sana, brothers.
Hey.
And it is such a pleasure to be on with you today. Habari Gani, Nia Habari Gani. Here is our Kwanzaa. Right. One love. Thank you so very much for taking my call. Just like you all in Richmond, we here in Montgomery, Alabama, has acknowledged Kwanzaa, as well as other cities, Huntsville, Birmingham, throughout the week, Mobile, et cetera. So we're in line, we're in sync with everyone else within this call, the sound of my voice, and throughout the country who is celebrating Kwanzaa. Thank you so very much, and it's such a pleasure. One of the most essential features for our Kwanzaa is we had an opportunity to look at the black candle. And the black candle is a production by M.K. Asante that talks about what Kwanzaa is. And one of the questions that I have, hopefully that could galvanize all of us from Richmond to San Francisco to Minnesota down to New Orleans, et cetera, is how can we take this Nguzu Saba principle and not just wait until December, but be able to recognize it throughout the four seasons, summer, winter, spring, and fall. And so this is, I'm just glad to be on thank you for taking my call, and I look forward to listening more.
All right. Thank you, Brother Lush. I can hear the energy in your voice. And also, coming up in 2024, Brother Lush is going to be bringing you some information that you need to hear in terms of what you are drinking. That's right, the water. So that's coming up. The brother is a scientist, and he's on deck for January. Hopefully we can get you in on the 30th, but we'll make sure that we collaborate on that. But you got a date coming up in January, brother, and we'll confirm that. Thank you, Brother Lush. And again, so we'll be asking the question, how can we celebrate Kwanzaa throughout the year, right? And here at the African American Empowerment Association, we're doing Kwanzaa 365 days. So, Brother Lush, thank you very much, sir, for joining us today we continue to celebrate Kwanzaa in Richmond, Virginia. Alabama is in the house. Thank you, sir. All right. That's my brother. My brother Lush is all right. All right. Let's go back. Let's go on over this 0673. Brother Kebulan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here trying to work on a new book. Can you hear me?
That brother. Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Sounds like Brother Lush said Birmingham, Alabama. It's like you said Birmingham. I think that was you did. I think my ears was tuned in. That's like some Brother Lush might have said. Kwanzaa, like in other holidays, because we have holidays coming up. We may have another holiday out of the Kwanzaa. I celebrate Malcolm's birthday. Malcolm's birthday is a holiday, a holy day. King's birthday is a holy day. But Kwanzaa, like other holidays, if it doesn't attack capitalism, it can be co-opted. Let me repeat that.
True.
If it doesn't attack capitalism, it can be co-opted. Capital is different. Capital is accumulating goods and value of those goods. That's one thing. But capitalism deals with the private and corporate ownership, the exploitation of a people. And what Brother Booker talked about a little while ago, he was talking about something that could benefit the group, not versus in this country you have one person worth $250 billion, worth a lot more than some countries, and so they deal with exploitation of a people. Ours have always been, I am because we are. We are, therefore, I am. And if I could, I would like to share this story that Dr. Ben told a long time ago, if I can tell it right. Marvin, for example.
Go right ahead, brother.
Marvin, for example.
Go right ahead.
Went to Africa, and he was in this long line. And Marvin said, what's going on? He said, George hit the lottery. He said, well, why are all these people out here, right? Well, they come to get their cut. He said, well, how much is the lottery worth? He said, $1 million. Well, who purchased the ticket? And George purchased the ticket. And so how did all these people out here, hundreds of people, how did they get a cut of George lottery winnings? He said, because George didn't come here alone. The doctor delivered him. The teacher provided him with education. When George needed a house, everybody in the community bought one brick. George was able to build his own house. I am because we are, therefore I am. So Dr. Ben telling this story, right? The question was, how much money would George have after all those people get a cut of that $1 million? It's probably a day's meal. He said, look, nobody has to worry about anything. Nobody had to worry about education. Nobody had to worry about food, clothing, and shelter. Nobody was homeless. Everybody was taken care of. Well, over here is a difference between having capital and capitalism. Capitalism deals with exploitation of a people. One person could make $250 million. One person could make $40 million, $50 million. Everybody's starving. And they said, that's all right. That don't make sense to me. That don't make sense to nobody who's working for the liberation of a people. You produce, and so you share what you produce to benefit the group. Everybody has that same mindset, so nobody's never left without anything. Even in Kwanzaa, a lot of people are venturing, and they are taking their what they make from their product, right, and distribute it or benefit the community somehow. Is that by no means selfish means? So we got to make sure that we stamp out capitalism, and there's plenty of examples of it in other holidays where it's taken away from its true meaning and become a thing where people being stressed, got to buy this, and got to buy that, and it took away from its true meaning. We don't want this to happen to Kwanzaa or any holiday we may have in the future, right? Let's always remember, I am because we are. We are, therefore, I am.
Brother Kevin Land, you did it again. It's so powerful. Now, you say you're working on another book.
Yeah. You'll come
you're
in.
You're always busy, Tuesday. Brother.
You'll come in, too. I try to do one a year. I try to do one a year. And not to make myself the attention, right? I've given away more books than I've sold.
That's true.
Because I was more interested in the information getting out there than making a profit for myself. Yes, I want to make a profit, but I was more interested in getting information out there.
That is true. And we thank you for that. And we got you coming up in January, right? And for Black...
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to.
We got you for January and February. Yeah. So Brother Akebi Land will be coming to y'all live in January, but he's also going to be doing a live workshop for us for Black History Month. So look out for that as well. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your help. We look forward to you in the coming weeks. I think that's the second week in January. So check your listing because we got Brother Kevin coming up. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. You're listening live to African American Empowerment Saturday, live from the Greater Richmond Convention Center. It's the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival hosted by the Elegba Folklore Society. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you. And my brothers and my crew, as our brother George just entered the building, we just walked through, along with a host of people in the line. People are still filtering through right now. The line is still at the front door. And I'm telling you, it's between 70 and 80 yards long where people are filtering in to the convention center to get an opportunity to participate in the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. It's going on from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. tonight. We're going to have a lot of activities. And before we move on to the next Kwanzaa principle, I'd like to give you all the calendar of events for next year for the NAAEA. In January, we're going to have live presentations for the African-American Empowerment Saturday show as well, but we're also doing Emancipation Day, which is the 1st of January, which is our Freedom Day from the United States in terms of 1863 when Abraham Lincoln, the president at that time, freed our people from enslavement. We also have Dr. Martin Luther King Day celebration, which is January 15th. As we move into February again, we're going to have the live presentation with Brother Kevin Land and hopefully some other live activities. But we're also going to celebrate Black History, Negro, Colored, African-American Month, right? All of the African, Negro, Colored, African-American, Indigenous people of color month. That's all of us. I think I got it. And if you're in the islands, we got you too. In the diaspora, how about that? Africans in the diaspora month. How about that? That was even better. All right, in March, we got Harriet Tubman Day celebration, right? April is African American Summit. That summit is going to be on crime and violence. We need to deal with that, right? Also, on that month of April, we're doing Booker T. Washington Day, a celebration of that brother's work in our community. Also, we're going to do the Emancipation Day as well as the Compensated Emancipation Act, the second Emancipation Day for the enslaved in Washington, D.C. Y'all didn't know we had several Emancipation Days, right? That's one of three, which is April the 16th, if you know your history. So that's for the enslaved in Washington, D.C. All right, in May, I'm sure Brother Kevin can enlighten us on that. In May, we're having the African American Empowerment Summit on Employment and Manufacturing. So again, that's our effort to work on economic development and how we can begin to produce. In June, we'll have our Juneteenth celebration, another Emancipation Day. So that's the third one of the year where we, our brothers in Texas and around the country, celebrate our freedom that they didn't find out they were free until Juneteenth. In July, we have John Mitchell, and John Mitchell's descendant, his great-grandson, will be coming, sharing with us as well as we collaborate to do John Mitchell, which is a great man here in the Richmond area. If you want to do some research, look up John Mitchell Jr. And following that will be Maggie L. Walker Day. These are all Richmond greats. And in your city, you'll find out what the greats have done in your celebration as well. In August, the African American Leadership Summit, right? And that leadership summit will be on developing leaders in our community, talking about how we can better lead. Also in August, we're going to have the African American Summit on Health and Wellness, Fitness and Disease, right? And health disparities, understanding what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So we'll have health and wellness and fitness instructors, nutritionists to come in and talk to us about what we need to do to take care of our health. Rounding into September, we'll have the African American Summit on Education, which is one of the tenets of the NAAEA. How can we continue to develop better quality education for our children and the education system that we function in? And then how do we branch off and develop a system of our own that we can educate them in the way in which they best learn? October, African American Summit on Relationships and the Family. You don't want to miss that one because we got to learn how to get along with each other. Amen to that. November, the African American Summit on Local, State, and National Politics, right? Voter Information Day and how to create an educational forum that really gets us to look at how to navigate politics as a part of the NAAEA. November, Black Friday, Day of Economic Development and Empowerment, educating us on how we should actually celebrate Black Friday and not running out to sell or buy things without being able to create a marketplace where we're selling amongst ourselves. And to round the year off, December brings us back to our Kwanzaa celebration, and we'll be back here next year celebrating Kwanzaa from December the 26th through January the 1st. And so that is the calendar events for the 24 year with the NAAEA. Thank you again for listening. You're listening live to the African American Empowerment Saturday. We're going to back to the lines. 5416, 804-5416. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you there?
I'm glad.
Hey,
I'm
welcome
glad
to the show.
Brother Marvin, I'm always glad to be
All
listening
right.
to your program. It's always enlightening
All right.
to me and to the community. I support 100% what you're doing. I mean, it is eye-opening. It's informative. It is all positive. So I would just suggest keep doing what you're doing. It's what's needed at this time for our people. Be blessed, brother. Amen.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening. Thank you for your support and encouragement. I appreciate that. All right. We got about 5 minutes left, and I appreciate each of you calling in. We had a great show today. I want to finish up with the Kwanzaa principles, and then we'll wrap it up for today. We're talking about today's principle, as Brother George laid it out. That would be purpose, right? Nia, purpose. How do we continue to live with a purpose? I mean, a driving purpose, that kind of purpose that wakes us up to do something for ourselves and our people. Right, not just laying down on our backs or our bellies, moaning and grinding about what we can't do and how bad things are. You begin to use your creativity, begin to use your voice, begin to find a purpose. Use that creativity, right, and be able to now find a reason and a way to make near your purpose and continue to find that. Right? Find that kuumba, which is creativity, and live in it, right? And encourage our young people to be creative. And lastly, it's imani, and that is faith. And we can live and walk in that faith, and we can't go wrong. We are a great people. Our ancestors lived off of faith, right? And when you think about creating the principles of Kwanzaa, about celebrating our people, about doing that work of working on ourselves, it is amazing how we continue to do the work. Here's Brother Hassan. Brother Hassan, welcome.
Oh, peace, peace, peace and paradise to the family out there.
All right. Brother Hassan is in the building. How you doing, sir? All right, we're wrapping it up today. Thank you. It is now time for us to wrap up today. But we want you to know that we love you. It's been great work. It's been, thank you for listening. We're here at the African American, that's right, I said it, Empowerment Saturday, Capital City Kwanzaa Festival Celebration. And remember the principles, put them in your life: unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith, right? With those things, we can't go wrong. And lastly, before we wrap it up, our ancestors created gospel. And the way they did it was in those fields, humming those songs, singing songs of praise to their God, who they understood will bring them through. And because of that faith, we are here. Did they suffer? Yes. Did they bleed? Yes. Did they die? Yes. But they created a legacy that we are standing on their shoulders in good faith, and it is our responsibility to give back to them in our efforts, that we can become positive and work together to abolish any kind of hatred for mankind, to teach and train and develop a better and a greater sense of humanity. We're asking now for human beings to be humane again. We are bringing humanity back to the world that called us non-human. And we're showing the world that through the ashes, we can rise again to become the best people that we can be as we continue to use our wisdom, our knowledge, and our understanding to arise back to our personal greatness and our collective responsibility for ourselves. And as we continue to do that work, always remember that you were born with a purpose. You were born to do something good. And it is our job, it is incumbent upon us to resurrect ourselves, to promote kindness and love, and to develop programs and activities that will instill a sense of pride, dignity, respect, and integrity amongst each other, to develop a love for self. That love for self begins to become a bridge that we can walk back and forth across. And as we continue to love each other and love ourselves and create love within our community, all things change. So that's it for today. It's African American Empowerment Saturday, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for listening. I thank you for celebrating Kwanzaa around the country. And just know that you can become the best person that you can be if you put your mind to it and know your greatness. Live inside of it.
To reach the unreachable.
He said, let
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brother Booker. Peace.